All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, April 27th, 2018. And this is Before the First Cup of Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Friday, everyone. It is a cool 47 degrees and overcast, but soon to be springy again here in upstate New York. So where do we leave off on Wednesday? We titled the show Levi's DNA, that was the spit in the cup, Earth Biogenome, and that was the Noah's Ark of genomes of every living creature on the planet. Blockchain ID, iMotif, and that was the weirdly newly found shape of DNA, and biowarfare. And we looked at Fort Detrick, Maryland, back in 1977, I believe, where they were already starting to develop genetic research projects. And after they cleared out all the biowarfare people, they just kind of took up a new game. And now, of course, we are worried about the democratization of the ability to utilize CRISPR to snip, zip, and unzip, mix and match DNA to create who knows what in mommy's back bedroom and in rental units in some garage somewhere. I mean, it's just very frightening. So I think that's where we are going to continue today. There was that iMotif, the title of the story that we read out of Popular Science was, scientists just discovered a strange new DNA shape lurking in human cells, and it's all knotted up and crazy stuff. But yes, March 9th, 1977, genetic research at Fort Detrick raises few hackles in Frederick, Maryland. Well, I did a little bit more searching after the show on Wednesday, and I came up with something out of NPR, npr.org. Fort Detrick, from biowarfare to, biodefense. Now, if you remember, we had talked about that document that banned bio and chemical warfare that Nixon inked back at the end of, well, the document was ratified in the 60s, and he inked it in 1972, ending our biological and chemical warfare development efforts. Wink. All right, so the story, August 1st, 2008, out of NPR. Fort Detrick, Maryland was created in the middle of the World War II and became the center for the America's biological warfare efforts. But that role shifted in 1969, the government says. Yeah, the government says. To focus solely on defense against the threat of biological weapons. Now, very interestingly, I'm reading this book I mentioned that Camille suggested to me. It's very excellent. It's called The Biology of Doom, I believe, by Ed Regis. And he goes through the history of the biological warfare program. And do you know who the very first person was that they appointed to run that program? Well, you could have guessed it, but Mr. Merck, who started then Merck, the vaccine and drug company. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And of course, it was all in a defensive posture that these technologies rolled out. And then remember, we talked before about how even now you get military funding in all these universities and companies and laboratories, and then they come up with some new technology and they spin it out with an initial public offering and create all these new technology companies that they have their slippery funding tentacles into. So back in the 1969, the government says they shifted their role to focus solely on defense against the threat of biological weapons as opposed to developing them. Then called the Detrick Air Force Base, the science and research facility housed four biological agent production plants. What? Anthrax, of course, was considered the most important agent, and simulants were tested, and one bomb was ready for production in 1944, and that's the whole beginning of that book about the biology of doom. That's what it's called. They talk all about developing biological bombs. 1 million bombs were ordered through the order, though the order was canceled when the war ended in 1945. Well, thank God. And during the 1950s, the biological weapons program was among the most classified within the Pentagon. There was an emphasis on biological agents for use against enemy forces, as well as plants and animals. And that's where that Dr. Huber was involved, studying the research that the Russians had been doing. The Army said that no biological weapons were used during the Korean War, wink, though such allegations were made by the Chinese and the Koreans. One plan at Fort Detrick in the late 50s was to use a yellow fever virus against an enemy by releasing infected mosquitoes. Oh, go figure. Now, we've talked about some of their tinkering with mosquitoes, and the Japanese did some research in using mosquitoes as flying vaccinators. And there was research in the U.S. that was being done utilizing what they called entomological vectors, and that would be using insects to spread disease such as plague and things of that nature. Dietrich's lab was capable of producing 500,000 mosquitoes per month, with plans for up to 130 million per month. The military also tested bombs in Utah, and I read about this one in a book, with Brucella suis, a bacterium that can lead to fever and an influenza-like sickness. The scientists at Fort Detrick also worked on a number of possible pathogens that could destroy crops or trees. And by the 1960s, the U.S. biowarfare program had begun to decline, with funding gradually decreasing. And they were growing in protests in the United States over the use of a defoliant in Vietnam. And I bet that's Agent Orange. And anger about a sheep kill incident in Utah, where the anthrax probably blew over the hills. That incident, too, occurred in 1968, when 3,000 sheep were found dead in the Skull Valley area, which is adjacent to the Army's Dugway Proving Grounds. And although the findings were not conclusive, it was believed that nerve agents had somehow drifted out of Dugway during a test in aerial spraying. And they were doing a lot of research not only on bombs with pathogens, but also aerial spraying of pathogens. It's very, very frightening to me. In 1969, the Army announced that 23 U.S. soldiers and one U.S. civilian had been exposed to the sarin nerve agent on the Japanese island of Okinawa while cleaning sarin-filled bombs. Okay. The incident created international concerns and revealed that the Army had secretly positioned chemical munitions in Southeast Asia. That very same year, so it'd be 1969, President Nixon took action against biological and chemical weapons and reaffirmed that no first use policy for chemical weapons and renounced the use of biological weapons and limited research, and this is the part I've quoted many times, to defensive measures only, and hence became our vaccine program. The Army had its beginnings during World War II. The Army fort that had its beginnings during World War II is now a sprawling campus of brick buildings outside Frederick, Maryland, located an hour's drive north of Washington, D.C. Government scientist Bruce E. Ivins worked at the heart of Fort Detrick inside the main buildings of the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Disease. It was there that he was one of the leading researchers on an anthrax vaccine. Oh, is that the one that they gave during the Gulf Wars that messed everybody up?